Okay, Rabbi Say. So tonight we will learn the Marinayim, which concerns Pesach. I would like to take a drink. Marinayim talks about what Pesach is all about in Sefer Devarim. In Sefer Devarim, Ela HaDvarim, so he speaks about the Golus of Das. He says that the problem was in Mitzrayim, that the real Golus wasn't a physical Golus, but rather it was the minds of Klal Yisrael were in exile. And exile means that they were in Moichin the Katnus and not in Moichin the Godlus. That's a very important insight that's repeated again and again in the Chassidus and the Kabbalah, that there are two minds, the two intellects. We discussed this many times. There's the Moichin the Katnus, means childlike mind, and there's the Moichin the Godlus, which is the adult mind, the big mind, to see the bigger picture. And the insight of everything is that all of our tzaras in life, there's no tzaras, really. Really, there's no tzaras, there's no misery, there's no affliction. It's all in the mind. And it's all in the frame of mind. It's how you look at life. Sometimes it seems insensitive to say that, but it's true. And we have to, the Melech and the Godless really is very psychological. Very much in sync with the modern psychological thinking, that really every one of us has two personalities inside of us. We are all, by definition, we have a split personality, everybody, and we have a little child inside of us that never grew up, and we have the adult in us that did grow up, and certain things we have grown up, certain things we're mature, we're responsible, and we think like responsible, mature people, like our years, maybe beyond our years. And in certain areas, our growth is arrested. In certain areas of our emotional growth, our maturity, things happened to us when we were very young, and those things were painful, or for some reason we just couldn't work out certain relationships and subjects, and those areas are still like a baby, and you can't handle it. It can be trivial things, and you just can't handle it. So you don't like seeing blood, maybe. Blood gets you cringing. You can't see blood, you have to run away from blood. Some people have no problem looking at blood. Some people have a problem with blood. And some people, like children, when it comes to blood, no, leave me alone, I can't even talk about blood. Blood, no, don't talk about blood to me. Even talking about it makes me cringe, it makes me shiver. And there's something that happened to the child when you were a child, that a bad experience had with blood, a painful experience, and it wasn't dealt with properly, and you're still scared of blood, and it scares you to this day. So my wife just told me tonight that one of my grandchildren, he's in the Mirror Cheder, and he really hasn't been himself last month. And it seems that the problem is that there's a bully in class. There's a bully in the class. There's a boy who's a bully. There's only 5-year-old kids here in pre-1A. And there's a bully in the class, and the bully seems to be bullying around all the kids. So my son comes to school and tells the teacher and the principal, you got to do something about this bully. This bully is bothering all the children. And it's not only my son, and my son's not himself anymore. He doesn't sleep well at night, and he's disturbed. And he's a great kid, and a schmacka kid. A happy kid, and this bully is bullying the kids around. The guy's trying to be a bully. So the principal comes in, the teacher comes in, and they sit down in the front of the class with this talk of this kid. It is a bully, and the kid's a bully, and they start talking to the kid like, you know, in front of the kids, you're not nice. Well, you know, you have to treat your friends nicer, be nice to the rest of the kids. Like some kids are not even there; they're so upset because you're pushing them around. So while they're saying this, and they're being very nice, you know, it's like a group therapy with these 5-year-olds, that the bully should, you know, do tshuva and stop pushing kids and hitting kids. So my grandson gets up and says, that's not the reason why I don't sleep, because of the bully. It's not his fault. The reason is, get this, the reason is because I saw a video I saw a video a while ago, and in this video there were these big gorillas and they were killing each other and punching each other and throwing knives at each other, and it scares me so much that I just can't sleep. That's not the bully that disturbs me. Now what happened? I'm just telling you because this is an interesting story. There's a person that was a guest in my children's house, a guest, and the guest had a child who was somewhat retarded, an older child who was retarded, and that child sat home all day and watched videos. And they were just there for a short while. My children did a chesed, they took in this family, and they had an older child who was mamish, learning disabled and retarded and sick. And all they did all day was entertain with these, not a terrible video, but some video, this video with gorillas throwing knives at each other, something of this sort. And when the kids came home, they snuck in and they were watching while the kids, this retarded person watching this video. And they saw this video. My 5-year-old grandson saw this video, peeked at it. And he saw the scary part. And the guy, I'm so scared that he's scared. It haunts him wherever he goes. He said, and he finally spoke it out. What's haunting me, what's depressing, what's bothering me is that video I saw of these gorillas hitting each other and ripping each other and throwing things at each other. Amazing. He got out of his system. Had he not said it out, this could have stayed in there and festered for the longest time. But that's a claim, that's a psychological Meichen Dekatnus. Meichen Dekatnus means that there are things that arrest our growth, things that bother us, things that disturb us, things that hurt us, and if they're not dealt with, you don't get the hurt out for the rest of your life. You can't. There's certain areas that are taboo. You can't even think about them or look at them, and they're going to bother you. And Meichen the Godless means that I have the bigger picture, and that I see everything in the world as being my ally. Everything is good. I believe that everything Hashem made is for my benefit. I believe every person, even the enemy, was made to challenge me. And that's exactly why there is this enemy over here. The enemy is for my benefit. And I see everything like a mature adult. The mature adult says, if you want to be nasty, you want to be bad, that's your problem. I'm not going to let you ruin my good mood. I'm not going to get depressed about you. I'm going to go onward. I will not get depressed. You're a challenge that Hashem sent me. I'm going to deal with you like an adult. I'm not going to be intimidated. I'm not going to be get into a fight with you and hate you and be filled with anger and revenge and nasty, horrible feelings. I'm not going to be jealous of a person who seems to be wealthier than me. Anything I see in life that stirs a bad emotion, I'm going to deal with it. I realize Hashem has challenged me that I shouldn't have this emotion. I'm definitely going to overcome it. I'll be like an adult who will act responsibly and see the bigger picture and know there's Hashem involved over here. And everything in the world is my ally. The ganze Welt is just a one big obstacle course that creates for my benefit that I should grow from it. And I think like a mature adult. So there's Meichen the Katnus and Meichen the Godless. And in Mitzrayim, when we're in Golas, Chazal often compare our being, our existence in Mitzrayim, to an embryo being in the mother's womb. And the Chazal compare, the Torah has metaphors that the redemption was like a birth. And in Dagon itself it says, Vatirbi Vatigdidli Vatavoyi Ba'adi Adoyim. When we're not Mitzrayim, we're Vatirbi, we became bigger and greater. Vatirbi Vatigdidli. We became quantitatively and qualitatively and emotionally and intellectually bigger. We became adults, godless. The Meichen V'Das Godl. To know that everything in the world is here to serve Hashem. And the truth is, there's one secret we learned a few weeks ago and it has not left my mind. You know, this year is great. The biggest beneficiary is me. But we learned before Purim something that was worth the whole year we're giving. It's going on for a couple of years now. The year was worth everything from what we learned in the Kedushas Levi before Purim, that the way to live life like a mature Yid is that everything, the first thought I should have in the day and the thought I have throughout the day is, I am here for one purpose in life, to give nachas ruach to the Rabbi Shalom. I am not here that the world should serve me, and therefore I'm upset. Why aren't you serving me? Why don't you give me more covet? Why don't you give me more money? Why don't you give me a raise? Why doesn't God give me this? Why doesn't God give me that? I'm angry at God, I'm angry at people, I'm angry at everybody. Because children live to be served. That's Meichen the Katnus. Meichen God says, I am here to serve. And I want to serve Hashem, and Hashem, I want to serve the world. So before I give this shiur right now, my job is to say, how can I serve this Olam? How can I serve Hashem? How can I give Nachas Ruach to the Baruch Shalom now by giving the shiur? That's my purpose in giving this year. My purpose is to give nachas ruach to the Baruch Hu, nachas ruach to Hashem's creations, to the Creator and the creations finished. If my kavanah is, how can I give nachas ruach? So every problem in life, anything that happens, how can I turn this lemon into a lemonade? How can I? A lemonade means to give nachas ruach to the Baruch Hu. How can I serve Hashem through this situation? How can this challenge help me to serve Hashem? So I'm not supposed to feel overwhelmed and I'm being abused, I'm being misused, and I'm being unappreciated, and it's not nice, and I'm being insulted, That's baby talk. That, tantrums are for babies. Because babies just see the small picture. It's about me, me, me. That's what a baby is. Just me. That's a tiny, infinitesimal vision. The tiniest, fragmented, most shrunken, shriveled vision possible, the baby, the selfish baby who's whining with, make me happy, make me comfortable. It's all about me. That's Melech HaNekadnas. And Melech HaNekadnas is, there's a God who's so great, and the more I think about Hashem, my brain expands, that Hashem is unlimited, I have an unlimited brain. That's Melech HaNekadnas. And that gives a person tainuk. A person is never happy, says the Mori Naim, you'll never be happy, you'll never have real bliss. Tainuk is geschmack in life without that. Because even as you're enjoying something, you're having a shtach. And even as you're at the chasna, you're dancing so much chasna, but even as you're dancing, you're saying, hey, that guy's dancing so levitic. How come he's dancing so much for him, not for me? He was by my chasna last week. He didn't dance so happily for me. Huh? Oh, I see what kind of wedding present he's giving. Oh, he's giving that guy's kid such a fancy wedding present. My kid's 2 weeks going to give such a fancy present. Ah. Oh, he left my chasna early. He's staying longer. And he's got, I don't like, the band, this guy's band's very good. Boy, my band was not going to appear to this band. My band was no good. Oh, see, even as you're at the chasna, you're thinking everything about me, 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 me. Everything is self-centered. You're not enjoying the chasna. Your brain is totally in baby mode. And as you're dancing, you're not happy. Happy. You're miserable. You have 79 different things that are registering in your brain that remind you about the me and the me and how it... I'm comparing everything in the world to me, and to me, compared to me, it wasn't so good. That's Melech HaNekadnas. Melech HaNekadnas is to get out of the Meitzer Yam. Mitzrayim is called Meitzer Yam. Meitzer means the constricted, restricted, limited sea. And Mitzrayim is Proteus, individuality. Just all about me, the individual. I look at the world through my individual eyes, not through the prism of a whole world. And that's Katnas Adas. The tzaddik is Mekasher as a oilam and Miyachad as Asim and Kolon Nevroyim. The tzaddik has a sense of affinity and identification with everything in the world. I'm happy for this person, Taka, because me and him are one. We are brothers. We're Brum of the Rebbeinu Shlom. He's not competition, this fellow. It's just because he has more people to chasna, a richer chasna, a fancier chasna, whatever. I should be happy for him. Are we really ever happy about someone's chasna? We're really happy, except when we're stuffing ourselves with the smorgasbord, because it's about me again. But is it possible to enjoy a chasna except when I'm fressing and essing? Am I really happy to have somebody else? No. The parts of the chasna are about me, and I like. They call me up for a kibbutz. Bracha. Those parts I like. I get to say a bracha, read the ksuba, I get to speak maybe. I love these chasna. It was a wonderful chasna. I love that speaker. Yeah, that was great. Great chasna. What's about me? Oh, you might only be 79 years old and still be a little baby. You never grew up. You can grow old without growing up. Melech HaNekadnas, when I look at the world through my eyes. But Emunah Shleim is, I'm just part of the picture. It's all about the Rebbeinu Shlom. And if I see that I'm just part of the whole world and everything is, I'm happy to be part of Hashem's world to serve the world. I don't think everyone's annoying me and bothering me and disturbing me. And every phone call is, another guy bothered me. Another person. We're so small. We're so babyish. So infantile. If you break out of that, and it doesn't happen overnight, and you see that, I'm so lucky to be Makusha to all these wonderful people, and to be serving them, and they're serving me, and if I serve them, they'll serve me. And you want to be a little selfish? Yes. The more I serve the world will serve me. And Hashem will serve me the more I serve Hashem. Because it's one big system. A tzaddik mekasher is a oilam, a miyachin, a sasim, a kol nevroyim. And then we have tainuk. Then we break out of the Meitzer Yam. We have big tainuk. You feel like you feel good about yourself. You feel responsible. You feel like an adult. You feel godlike. An adult means godlike. A baby is animal-like. A baby is a shtick animal. A baby is just, what's the difference between a baby and a baby doe and a baby calf and a baby lamb and a baby, a baby human? They're all just babies. Just babies. Bah. Bah for baby. So therefore the Navi says, the Navi Yeshaya says, in the opening words of Yeshaya, the great Bal Musar, Banim Gidal Tivrei Mamti Vehein Pashubi. Hashem says, I matured, I developed my sons, I made them big, but they betrayed me by acting like babies even after they grew up. I treated them like big, like adults, they act like babies. So the whole Golas, the side of Golas is that we drown our brains in katnus, and we serve Hashem with a das katn ma'oid, b'li tainik, without geshmak. A yid who was learning, who was serving Hashem properly, should be mamash b'simcha day and night. Should be dancing. I really want to dance on the tables all the time. So everything, I think I'm nuts. I don't really care, but it's no fun dancing alone. If I'm with dance, I really should dance, but I'm not there yet. You see, I really should dance. I want to really dance after every davening. I really want to dance after every shir. I want to dance right now during this shir, but I'm not there yet, so I'm still a baby, so I'm still thinking what's going to look like. I don't really care about that, actually. I'm just lazy. That's really what it is right now. But I want to continue the shir, but really I want to dance. I really want to dance. I want to dance. And that's why a Talmud Chacham is the Bechim of Shabbos. A Talmud Chacham who's a Gadol. When we say you want to be a Gadol B'Torah, a Gadol B'Torah means a person who the Torah expanded his personality to have a God-like perspective. And a Talmud Chacham and a Gadol B'Torah is called Shabbos, the Gagan Tzavach. I think it's the biggest praise you can give anybody, any Talmud Chacham, is your Shabbos Dik a whole week. That's the biggest Madregi you could really aspire to. The Shabbos Dik a Gagan Tzavach. That when people in the presence of this Talmud Chacham, they feel, this is not, I don't think it's like Thursday night. It's like week. It's like Shabbos Dick. Wow. He come into the presence of a big tzaddik. It's like Shabbos. They come into a Talmud Chacham. It's like, wow, Shabbos. It's like Shabbos. Mamash is Shabbos. And, because Shabbos is out of this world. This is the yesod of Golas and Geula according to the Halakha Morinayim. That's what we have to start thinking about when we get prepared for Pesach. The Pesach are really meaningful, not just be munching and crunching matzah and playing afikoman games and the Pesach are really serious, not just matzah balls and moror, but to have a serious Pesach, we gotta start thinking big. Gotta think big. How can I serve Hashem? How can I give tainik to Rabbeinu Shlom? If you want to give pleasure to Hashem, you'll have pleasure. If you're out to get pleasure for yourself, you'll have no pleasure. Nothing is as self-defeating as looking for your own pleasure. My own pleasure. If I want to give you pleasure, I'll have pleasure. If I want to give Hashem pleasure, before you daven, get up in the morning. How can I give Hashem pleasure today? Daven Shema, say, Hashem, here I am. I'm here I am, reporting for service. How can I give you pleasure? How can I give you nachas ruach Hashem? How can this little creation serve as creator? Please, Hashem, let me follow your agenda today. What do you have in mind for me, Hashem, today? Let me follow your agenda, not my agenda. What's your agenda for me today? That's tainuk. That's tainuk. You don't have to do any great things. You don't have to write great books. You don't have to give a great cheer. Just follow Hashem. I want to serve you today. That's the greatest thing you can do. That's awesome. That's gewaltig. But that's the Morinayim in Parshas Devarim. I just want to tell you that just Derech Agav is another shtickle Morinayim in next week's Parsha, Parshas Tzav, that says a very fascinating thing. That it's an interesting question. What did the Yidden do on the Seder, the Pesach Seder in Mitzrayim? Interesting question. The first Pesach in history, in Mitzrayim, on the night of the 15th of Nisan in the year 2448 from the Bria Soilam. Remember that date? Got that date down, Mr. Monk? The Yitzhak Mitzrayim was 2448 from Bria Soilam. Now, the Yidden were still in Mitzrayim. When they ate the first come Pesach, they were still slaves, actually. Paro didn't come and make an announcement, the Emancipation Proclamation. The Emancipation Proclamation by Paro, the Paroclamation was done after Chatzos, after all the Bechorim died. Then he went around to the Jewish neighbors in his pajamas. There's a famous song, Paro in Pajamas. Went around in pajamas. Okay, Jews, you're not my slaves anymore. You're free. I hereby emancipate you. Emancipation Proclamation. But what did the Yidden do at the Seder before Chatzos? Did they have a Seder? Did they have Kadei Shurchatz Karpas Yachatz Magid Brotza Moitzi Matza they have a Magid, the Haggadah. Zog the Eilig Morinayim, very fascinating. Yes, they have Haggadah. But they didn't get out of Mitzrayim yet. How could they have Haggadah? It didn't happen. So Zog the Morinayim, he says, Ach Mitzrayim, Os Yisrael Kol HaSeder, Balayla, Kavaya, Kitzurasa, Kimoy Shana Oysim, Vayimasarpim, Biyasim, Mitzrayim, Shem Aminim, Shem Vada Yoyitzim. The Yidden Mitzrayim that night they had absolute faith that they were going to be emancipated in a few hours. And they already set over like they imagined it would be. And they had not imagined, they had full faith. They had no doubt that there would be an emancipation after Chatzos. Moshe told them in the name of Hashem at midnight, we're going to kill the firstborn of Mitzrayim. And you're going out after midnight and you're not going to leave till the morning. And they believed it and they said the Haggadah. They recited Haggadah. It's a very interesting thing. Never thought about this. Till then. They recited Haggadah as if it all happened. They recited Hashem Ha'asad. They had such total faith in the promise of the Rabbi Shlom. They said the whole Haggadah before it even happened. Als Emuna. Meredi Gezach. That's the morning I am part of the Tzav. And now, gentlemen, I want to share with you another insight, which is on this Mahalach actually, of the Gulas Adas. All the great Chassidish Forum, of course, give us a deeper insight in the Gulas Mitzrayim. It's for children. Children, the redemption of Egypt. So you have Gadi Pollack, who have a nice, beautiful illustration. He's a great illustrator. Gadi Pollack is a kid's book with beautiful, full color illustrations. Frogs jumping all over Paro, and the Shechin, and Choshech, and blood. So that, for kids, the Gula was a physical affliction of Pharaoh and his servants, and the Jews leave, and the sea splits. That's the most external, that's the kids' view of Yetzias Mitzrayim. But adults, and the godless, have to look at it differently. And just as the Morinayim looked at it with Meichon the godless, the Heilige Balatanya in Likutei Amorim, Perek Yud Ches, also gives us a deeper insight into what happened. He gives an insight into general what Das means, and I am going to bring it into Yetzias Mitzrayim. He really is speaking generically about the level of Das, of intellect that a Jew, that, you know, the Tanya is considered very intellectual. Chabad Chassidus is considered very intellectual Chassidus. They're into intellect. Chabad is Chochma Bina Das. They're into Das. And actually on Shabbos, I think we'll talk about Das. I'll be the Maral. We'll talk about the Maral on Shabbos Das. That'll be on Shabbos afternoon. But I'll stick to Chabad now. And Chabad, here in Perek Yud Ches, he says that it says in the Pasuk, it says, I'll be Mavayir Bar Hetev, where it says in the Pasuk, Ki Korav Elecha Hadavr Ma'oid, V'ficha V'levavcha Asoysoy. It says in the end of Sefer Devarim, I think it's in Tzavim, Hashem says that this mitzvah of Torah and Tshuva is very close to you. It's very close to you. And it's in your heart and in your mouth, in your mouth and your heart to do it. What does it mean, ma'oid? It's very, very close. Very close. He says, you have to know, tzor leida neman. You have to know and you have to believe. Ki yav mi shedaita k'tzor b'diyas Hashem. Then le leiv lehovim b'gedulas ein soif baruch hu. Lehoidle b'mena d'chilu rechimu afilu b'moichu t'finosu levad. Tanya, that even a person who is no big Talmud Chacham, a person who's not Moritz, a person who doesn't understand the Torah very well, he is not very intellectually oriented. He doesn't have the brains, doesn't have the background, doesn't have the knowledge, doesn't have the education. This person is still very close to him to have tremendous amun in the Rebbeinu Shlom, because you should know that that's what the Pasuk is saying. This is very important. This is very close to you. It's in your heart. Have that chumash, please. In your heart and in your mouth and your heart to do it. So that means that from the time of the Avos, there is the famous Pintel Yid, the famous spark of a Yid. From the time of Avram Yitzchak Yankov, there is a genetic, in the genetic code of every person who has the genes of our Avos, Avram Yitzchak Yankov, every Yid has a unique genetic marker for Amunah Bitachon Hashem, and for Ava V'Yiras Hashem, for love and faith in Hashem. And it's not something that you have to acquire dafka through intellectual pursuit. Intellectuality may even interfere in a certain way. There's a amuna pshuta ad ma'oi, that's beficha b'vavcha, that's in your mouth and in your heart. and it's there. And it's there. And actually, let me see where this pasuk is. It says, "Oh, yeah, it's in the Nitzavim Taken. Nitzavim, Perek Lamed Pasuk Aleph." And the context is Hashem is saying, "No matter how far away I will exile you, I'll exile you to the ends of the earth. If the abandoned, forsaken, God-forsaken Jews are at the ends of the earth, at the ends of the globe, they're in the South Pole, the North Pole, they're in the Falkland Islands, they're the way out. Don't worry about it. Hashem, you can come back. Hashem will bring you back. You can bring yourself back. Atot Toshuv, you will return. Ki mitzvah azoyz asher anoichim mitzav chayom, this mitzvah I'm commanding you today. L'neflesi mimcho, v'l'rechoyki, it's not far away from you, it's not beyond you, it's not in heaven. It's not at the end of the seas. Ki korav elecho adover ma'oid v'fichu v'vavcha asoyz, it's very, very close to you. Ma'oid. Very close in your mouth and your heart to do it. It's there. It's inside of you already. Every Jew is programmed for Torah and Amunah. It's part of our makeup. Because the Avos Heinei and the Merkava, the Avos, the Avos were the Merkava. They were the earthly destination. They were the earthly chariot, so to speak. The earthly resting place upon which the Shekhinah rides, so to speak, in this world. And they drew down the Shekhinah into this world in Naran, the Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama. And they drew it down primarily for their sons after them, Ad Olam. They drew down the Kedusha of the 10 spheres of Enshamayim, and they drew the Kedusha in all the four corners of the earth, and they drew the Kedusha from the four worlds of Abiyah, Atzilus, Bria, Yitzira, Asira, Asiya, and they brought it down to this earth. I feel the Kalsh of the Kalim, even the lowest of low Jews, the simple-minded of the most simple-minded Jews, Paishi Yisrael, even a Paishi Yisrael, even a Jew who is a sinner, an evildoer, a vicious, violent, intentional, rebellious evildoer, a Paishi Yisrael who intentionally rebels against and mutinies against God, the Kedusha is in them too, as there. And you should know that this is something above your chachma, above your bina, and real chachma, this is what he says, is chachma is koyach ma. Real chachma is the koach of ma, asking what. Meaning, what is this? It's beyond my comprehension. It's the or ein sof, the less machshava tfisa beklal. And therefore, kol Yisrael afilu nosha ma mi'oretze ma mina b'shem shamunahi l'malam en adas. So he's saying a very deep thing. Chachma, the letters of Chachma can be transposed to read. Chachma is Ches Chof Mem Hei. You transpose it to be Chof Ches Mem Hei. Koach Ma. Don't read it Ches Chof Chachma. Read it Chof Ches Koach Ma. Ma means what is this? I hope I can convey this to you properly. To be in awe of Hashem, the greatest knowledge is not to know. Tachas heyadiya shalei neida. The ultimate knowledge is I cannot know God. He's beyond my comprehension. I stand in front of what they call the mysterium magnum, the great mystery of God. I don't want a God that I can comprehend. I don't want not to comprehend God doesn't mean I can't comprehend God's vastness and unlimited and His infinity and His eternity. It means I can't comprehend His actions in this world. I'm asking questions. Why did the righteous suffer? Why did this big tzaddik just die a horrible death? Why were 6 million killed in the Holocaust? I don't, I don't ask these questions. I say, ma, when is what? What is it? It's beyond my comprehension. Ma means a question is not a negative thing. To question, to ask ma, what is it? It's not a negative. To ask ma is not an admission of my stupidity, my ignorance. Ma is not the question of the ignorant. Ma is the question of the educated. Ma is, I know enough about God to know that I can never know Him. And that's the greatest sign of education. It's not ignorance of God. It's not a lack of comprehension. It's the ultimate comprehension. I know that God, I comprehend this much about God, that He's always ma, what? And I can comprehend Him. And that's why I love Him so much. And that's why I'm so much in awe of God, because He's beyond my comprehension. It's not a negative thing, this ma, this questioning. It's a positive thing. You follow? That's why the ultimate chokhmah is koyach ma, the power. That's a powerful thing. Ma is not a weakness in my mind. Ma is not an admission of weakness. Fakir is a statement of my strength. That I've come to the level to understand that I have this relationship with Hashem. I can transcend myself to realize there's something beyond me. And I am delighted. And I'm in awe and I'm in love. What does love mean? Love means I want to attach myself to it. What does love mean? I want to have a relationship. Love. What does love mean? Love means you love steaks, you love french fries, you love. Love, that's not love. Love is I want to have a relationship. Maybe you want a relationship with a french fry, I don't know. But, I don't know, maybe you want a relationship with a frankfurter. Maybe. But I want to have a relationship with God. But I have a relationship. Ma means that through the question, through the awe, through my sense of absolute impossibility for me to comprehend God, that strengthens my resolve that I want to be with God. I want to get closer to God. You understand that? So ma doesn't mean stam. Oh, what's God? We don't understand God. That's not enough to say that. Ma means I'm so overwhelmed by God's greatness that that my life will have no meaning. My life has no meaning unless I can relate to God, unless I can be one with God. It's just the opposite. Because I don't understand God, ultimately I can't understand myself. And my life is meaningless without being part of God's bigger plan. So actually this is the ultimate moichin, the godless. So it's not that overwhelmed by God means I'm nothing. Yet I'm nothing without God. And that's exactly why I want to be part of God. So I love God, and God is available to me, so to speak. God says, yeah, you got it. The more you realize that life has no meaning without God, and God doesn't mean anything because He's beyond my comprehension, so I know my only meaning is to be together with God. I'm not trying to be philosophical, I'm just saying the words over. So it's poshut. So the Baal Tanya says, no, let's not get too philosophical. This is something even an Amoritz can understand, even uneducated women can understand, even a child can understand. I mean nothing without God. The only thing that means something for sure, the only thing that's permanent, the only thing that's real, the only thing that's emes, that's solid, is Hashem. Nothing else means anything. I want to be with God, because otherwise I have no meaning to my life. Ah, that's the pshat. Koyach ma. You hear. And therefore, you know, in Tehillim, in Perek Ayin Gimel, which is a Perek that gave very much Vayikra, it says, there's a Gevaltik Pasuk. You should know this is a Pasuk about Peh. Because the Medrash says, you know, there's over 2,500 Psukim in Tehillim. And the Medrash says, you know, the first Pasuk, actually, should not have been the first Pasuk. Really, Tehillim should start with a different Pasuk. You know which Pasuk it is? Amazing Pasuk. Pasuk Perek Ayin Gimel Pasuk Chavez Vani Ba'ar V'lo Eda. David says, and I am ignorant, I am senseless, I know nothing. Behemos Hayisi Mach. I'm like a dumb animal with you, Hashem. I'm like a dumb beast. Behemos Hayisi Mach. That Pasuk should be the introductory Pasuk of Tehillim. I have no brains. Vani Ba'ar V'lo Eda. I am totally ignorant, I know nothing. I came to the highest level of intellect. No, I have no intellect. And my life means nothing without Hashem. I'm like a dumb animal with you. And behema is ba ma. Behema is beis hey mem hey. A behema doesn't understand anything. He's ba ma. All he has is ma. Meh. He's ba meh. Doesn't understand anything of behema. That's what I want to be, David. Chach ma. Like a behema. I understand. Why? Behema understands what's going on. Idea. So this is this pasuk is the ultimate why David praises God. The Medrash says in Qoheles, the opening pasuk to Tillim should be this pasuk that's lost someplace in the middle of the whole Tillim. Bani bar v'loy eda behemo sayisi imach meredith. Perek ayin gimel pasuk chaf beis 73:22. The Baal Tanya brings down this pasuk. That's the pasuk he says, and therefore every kalsha b'kalam, every Jew, ignorant of ignorant, dumb of dumb, amaret sheba amaret, even a Pesach Yisrael, a wicked sinner, has the ma gene. It's in us to have this mysterium magnum, this awe of the mystery of God, and it brings us back. And on the other end, it says you can learn all the Torah you want. If you don't have this sense of ma, you're missing the whole thing. And he expands on this in this whole mimer over here. Koyach ma. The goyim don't have this. The goyim say, hav, haliteni. The goyim want to be a yesh. Ma means, what am I? Ma means, what am I? Remember, the word ma means not what is God, what am I? What value do I have? Without God, I mean nothing. Ma means God, ma means I'm meaningless. What do I mean anyway? What does it mean? What does it mean? What does it mean? What's life? Just a bunch of bottles of seltzer, 100 bottles of Vitaro seltzer on the wall. What's it all about anyway? I get up, I eat, I go to sleep. What? Eating, sleeping, dressing, brushing my teeth. This is a tachlis. Ma! What's my meaning? Goyim don't say that. Goyim say, yesh, I'm something. Gimme. They say me, not ma. They say me. Me. We say ma. So Nanda Zach. Goyim say, have, gimme. Gimme, that's what the guy says. This is what he says. And therefore, my friends, this is a longish shmuz, but just to conclude it, now you understand why the word ma figures so much in the Haggadah. Because Haggadah, ma gets starts with versus halach ma'anya, and then the first thing is ma nishtana alayla azeh mikol halilohos. Ma nishtana. The night of Pesach is talk of the night. Now this is that the Baal Tanya is going to say this. So I'm extrapolating from the Baal Tanya that therefore the word ma is mamish, the opening word of the Maggid really, after the introductory kalachma, but it starts with ma nishtana, ma. The difference why this night is different is because this is the night when Jewish people can come in touch with that ma concept. The ma gene in us, the koyach ma, that I ask myself, what is my meaning? What is the meaning? The reason that the child, we teach the child to ask for meaning in the Seder when he's 3 years old. He has the Tate Ma Nishtana Alaylo Azeh Mikol Alaylos. Why is this night different? What is the meaning of the differences of this night? And we're starting to train the child already for the rest of the night to ask questions. Ma. Though you sort of being able to ask questions. We are different than every other religion. Every religion has dogma. They have dogma for dogs. Catholicism has dogma, which means don't ask questions. Don't ask questions. This is it. Dogma means this is the dogma of the word doc. Doc means teachings. Dogma comes from Latin doc. Docet is to teach. Dogma is this is the dogma. This is what you got to believe. And that's it. Don't ask ma. Dogma. But for us, it's ma. We want the kids to. The yisoid of this night of Pesach is that we're free to ask. We should ask. We're encouraged to ask. They're shalav v'tshuva. Kana ben Shoyal, it's a merdi gazach. The Yisai, so what's the answer? The answers are very vague. We don't answer these kids very straight, the answers are not straight answers. Because really aren't the straight answers. The question is the answer. It's not just a cute little thing, that is the truth. The question is the answer. The purpose of the night of Pesach is the kid should ask. What is the meaning of this night? What's the meaning of my life? As we get older and older, so children ask questions. So Dafka Lava says on Pesach night, bribe the kids. You give them candies to keep them up, and you have the common stealing to keep them up. Everything because the Mech and the Katnas is all about what does it mean to me? What does it mean to me? What does it mean to me? So the Ma is for me. So the kid is going on the katna, so we have to keep him up. The halacha, dafka on Pesach and night stipulates, do everything to keep the kid up. Bribe him, whatever it takes. But for a gadol, we have moichin the godless, it's ma, what is my purpose in life? How can I serve Hashem? What do I learn from this night? How to serve Hashem? Why? I'm looking for meaning in life, not my me. I'm looking for a meaning. What does Hashem want from me? That's meaning. That's the meaning in life. Meaning. What is my meaning? Where do I fit into the whole business? Not the kid has to understand what's in it for me. And the godly has what's in it for Hashem. Why did Hashem create me? And how does my life have meaning in the context of God's greater plan and the great scenario He put up? So therefore the whole night is, and that's why you have the questions of the sons. You have Mahavot, the Chacham says, Mahavot, the Rosh says, Mahavot is Lachem. And there's other, the Ma question comes over and over again. Ma is the question. The Rosh asks it in a small-minded way. We'll see in a second. The Rosh is asking only everything from his perspective. He's only just says, Mahavot is Lachem. But the Chacham answers differently. The Tam says Mazos. Tam says Mazos, right? Tam says Mazos. The Chacham says Ma Edus Vachukim Mishpatim Asher Tzivanu Hashem. Also Ma. All the questions come with Ma, right? All the questions of the sons are with Ma. All the questions are my questions. Ma is a chukim. The Russian is ma zois. And that's the tam. And the Russian is ma vois lois lechem. So, again, there's different madregas of asking. You have, the Chacham is asking the right ma. What's it all about from Hashem's perspective? The tam doesn't understand anything. Ma zois. That's good, he's asking questions. And the Russian is the Russian. He has questions too, but he's asking questions on Pesach night. It's good. Like the Baal Tanya says, every yid has an MTS question. Now, by the way, the word amuna, what is the word amuna? The word amuna, if you take the letters of amuna, what do you get? If you turn around the letters of amuna, what do you have? Anuma. Amuna, Aleph, Mem, Vav, Nun, Hey. You take Aleph, Nun, Vav, Anu, Ma. What are we? We are Ma. Got that, Gedalia? Amuna is the letters Anu, Ma. It's Meredith. Amunah is Anuma. Koyach Ma. Avraham Avinu, the reason why he went to Mitzrayim was because he said to God, Bima Eidak Yerushana. His Ma was a question of, how do I know? For himself. It was a Meichin the Katnas kind of question. Bima Eidak, God, how do I know I'm going to inherit the land? But on the other hand, Hashem gave us in the Midbar a great vitamin pill to help us ask Ma the right way from Moichin the Godless, like, God, how do I fit into this huge plan of yours, your master plan? How can I serve you better? Ma, what can I do for you, God? So that's why God in the Midbar gave us food that does not breed selfishness and materialism. It's not the food of ego, but the food of a non-ego, and that's Mon. And why was it called Mon? Because it says in the top pasuk, because Ki lo yadu mahu. It's called Mon, because Mon really means what? Mon means ma. They ask, ma, what is this? Ma. Mon makes you ask that question, mahu. Actually, mon hu is the isis of amun also. Mon hu is amunah. So amunah is me asking ma, but I'm asking on different levels. The moichin of the katan says, ma, what's in it for me? And moichin of a rush is, ma, what's in it for God? God's doing it for his selfish purposes, not for me. So the rush says, God, you're not interested in me. The tzaddik says, Hashem, it's all about me. I have no value without you. How can I serve you, Hashem? Ma, what can I do for you, Hashem? That's amunah. Anu ma, we are ma. That's the yisoid of Pesach night. That's Moichin the Godless. I'll conclude, gentlemen. It's getting late. I will conclude. There's a little shtickle. You have to also do justice, abyssal to the Kedushas Levi. And the Halev of Kedushas Levi says in Heindige Parsha, he says a lot of things. Actually, on Pesach. He says a lot of things. So I'll tell you the shtickle taka on the Russia Mo Omer. The Russia Mahu Omer. Mahu Omer. All the sons, it's Chacham Mahu Omer. Russia Mahu Omer. Tam Mahu Omer. Shane Delishal is there. No, he needs a lot of incentives. He has no Maz even. He's bad. The worst one is Andy Elishal. He's the problem. The Ein Elisha is he's the opposite. You know, it's not the opposite of the Chacham is not the Rasha. The opposite of the Chacham is Ein Elisha. The Chacham is Koyach Ma. He says Ma. Ma Omer the Chacham, and the opposite is Ein Elisha. There's nothing. But nothing. That's the antithesis of Chacham. The antithesis of Rasha is the Tam. Rasha has no faith, and the Tam has simple faith. Ma Zos. Like the Baal Zayin, he has a simple faith. Is Ma. He says Ma. He has something's going on over here. He believes something's going on, but he's not. He doesn't understand enough to articulate it properly. That the Chacham says, I know this is a night of meaning. I know that tonight I'll come to Melech and the Godless. Help me understand what the Melech and the Godless is tonight. How can I serve Hashem? The Chacham is asking a very sophisticated Ma. And the Tam, his simple faith is saying, Ma, so there's a Ma here. I don't know what that means exactly. But some, what's going on here? Well, but it's simple faith, but it's faith. It's faith. Chacham is a sophisticated faith. And the Rosh is negative. He's challenging it. And the Elisha has nothing to say. And the Elisha has nothing to say. So Zok, the Heilige Kedusha, Levi, Rosh, Mahu, Aymer, Mahu, Vezaz, Lachem. So listen very carefully. He says, Mahu, Vezaz, Lachem, Veloy, Loy. To you, and not to him. Lefisha, Haiti, Asasman, Aklal, Kofar, Bikir. Since he said, what's this service of God to you, not to him, but to you, he's like saying, you guys have to do it, not me. I'm different. I'm out of here. Lefisha, Haiti, Asasman, Aklal. Since he took himself out of the group, he removed himself from the Jewish people. Kofar Bikr. He's called a Kofar Bikr. So the Heilige Kedushas Levi says, he says, because Vishahoyti is, he's called a Kofar Bikr. That's a very, very serious thing to call someone a Kofar Bikr. A Kofar Bikr is an absolute heretic who believes in nothing. He doesn't believe in any basics of the faith of Yiddishkeit. So just because he says, Ma havod zos lochem, why is this service to you, not to me? That's so terrible. So the Jewish lady says, "Avoid that's a very Hasidish yisoid." And he says, "You know, the yisoid of everything is that the world was created really for the tzaddikim. That the tzaddik is why he is the source of everything. Like the Gemara says in Brachos Yizayim Abayz, that a baskel goes out every day and says, the whole world, kol olam kulay nizoin b'shulchananya." Bini, a heavenly voice goes out and says, the whole world is supported by my son Chananya ben Dais, who's a big tzaddik, huge tzaddik. And Chananya Bini just needs very little for himself. He needs a basket of charuvim through a whole week. What does that mean? That the whole world is supported in the schus of the tzaddik. He says, if the Amaratzim would know that everything they earn at work, and all the money they make in the stock market and the real estate is all because of the tzaddik, they would throw money at the tzaddik. They're asking the daven even harder for them. They don't realize it. It's all from the tzaddik. If the Maratim only knew that everything they even earn is all in the schus of the Talmud Chacham and the tzaddik, they would give him such covet, and they would give him such respect, and they would thank him so much, and they would give him money, endless money, to thank him that we know our money comes from you. But they're fools, and they think that they actually earn it on their own. They think they earned the money in the stock market. They made a good investment. They did good real estate investments. They think it's themselves. And therefore they keep it all to themselves. But that's a Russia. A Russia thinks that he is nizan in his own schus. And that's called being kofar bikr, says the Kedushas Levi. He's kofar nikr of Yiddishkeit, that the lower you are, you have to attach yourself to someone bigger than you. You cannot be without a Rebbe. You cannot be alone and say, well, I'll go straight to God. You don't have to have a Rebbe to help you. You have to have a Rebbe in Har Madrega to lift you to Har Madrega. And that's the Psham de Rosh, he says. Rosh Amar, he says, Ma avoid is lochem. What's this big deal? You tell me there's a avoid for lochem for you, the tzaddikim. You tell me that tzaddikim are such important people. Who cares about the tzaddikim? Who cares about the tzaddikim? Whatever they do is for themselves. Ah, lochem v'loiloi. He thinks, he's so foolish, that he thinks that the tzaddik does lochem for himself and not for him. He has a new pshat. Not the pshat is that only the tzaddik is required and he's not required. It means different pshat. He says, the tzaddikim are really selfish. They do what they do with themselves, they don't themselves. What does it do with me? Lochem v'loy loy. Ulefisha, he says, asma naklal, kofar bikr. Since he took himself out of the group, That's why he's denying the main Yisoid. The main Yisoid is that everybody has to have a Rebbe, he has to have someone higher than him, and attach himself to the higher person, and realize that everything he has in this world comes through the pipeline of that higher person than him, his Rebbe. And everything the Rebbe does is for his sake. And he wouldn't survive without the Rebbe. He wouldn't have anything without the Tzaddik. The Tzaddik brings down the Hashpah to the Rishoyim, and to the Amaratzim, and to lesser people. And then he's quite big enough to understand the whole system of the world. And therefore, Hakei Ashinav means Afatop, the Tzaddik, even though a Tzaddik ordinarily shouldn't be proud of himself and brag about himself and talk about himself, but in the Zayin Pesach, the Tzaddik can talk and say to the Rasha, Hakei Ashinav means not knock out his teeth, means grit his teeth, set his teeth on edge, and make him, shock him to understand that his way of thinking, his perspective, his entire Weltanschauung, his entire outlook is totally inaccurate. He's off base. He doesn't see reality as it really is. The Russia thinks that every human being is that everyone's an island unto themselves, and no man is an island, but it's not that we're stam attached to each other. We're attached not so much horizontally as we are vertically. That there has to be a vertical pyramid, and the Tzaddik is at the top of the pyramid, and the Hashpah, all the blessings, the Hashpah, comes in the derech of the Tzaddik. And that's why, Ilo HaYasham, Lo HaYadigal. The Rosh, if he was in Mitzrayim, he wouldn't have a gula. The redemption only came in the Schus of Tzaddikim. Those simple people in Mitzrayim who attached themselves to the Tzaddik, they were zochah to have redemption too. The Rosh, who has removed himself from the klal, and he says, Lachem v'loy loy, it's for you, not for me, I have nothing to do with you. So he, Taka, would never left Mitzrayim. And even today, he has nothing. If he removes himself from the Tzaddik. Because the insight is that the Hashpah comes from the higher people down to the lower people. That's the word of the Yisgidu Shnei Rabbi Yisai. We'll stop here with this. Zayge benched.